This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Russian President Vladimir Putin delivered a fiery address to his country's Victory Day parade Tuesday on Moscow's Red Square, claiming that a real war has been unleashed against Russia, a reference to the war in Ukraine. But for all the tough talk, Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports the annual event was more modest than usual.
There were no military aircraft flying over Red Square, and fewer pieces of military equipment were displayed. For the first time in years, the parade ended in under an hour. The pared-down celebrations come after ambiguous official reports last week that two Ukrainian drones flew into the heart of Moscow under the cover of darkness and reached the Kremlin before being shot down. The Kremlin billed it as an attempt on Putin's life. Ukraine's denied involvement.
That was AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reporting. Meanwhile, in Kyiv Tuesday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen made her latest visit to Ukraine to express European solidarity for the war-torn nation. The EU leader's visit falls on Europe Day, which Ukraine adopted as its own Monday, underlying its ambition to join Western institutions after applying to join the EU last year following Russia's invasion. In a news briefing with Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky, von der Leyen said it was fitting to be in Kyiv to celebrate Europe Day.
Kyiv, as the capital of Ukraine, is the beating heart of today's European values. Ukraine is on the front line of the defense of everything we Europeans cherish. Our liberty, our democracy, our freedom of thought and speech, courageously. Ukraine is fighting for the ideals of Europe that we celebrate today.
In his comments, Zelensky said it was time for Europe to make a decision on formally opening talks for Ukraine's accession to the EU. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency says hundreds of thousands of Sudanese have fled their homes since violence broke out last month between two armed factions fighting for control of Sudan. Speaking remotely to a news briefing in Geneva, International Organization for Migration spokesman Paul Dillon said Tuesday the number of people driven from their homes by the fighting more than doubled in a week.
Now, more than 700,000 people are now internally displaced by the fighting, which began on the 15th of April, according to this latest data.
The IOM says an additional 100,000 Sudanese have so far fled the country. The new figures were released a day after envoys from both warring factions met for a third day of talks in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The talks are aimed at allowing humanitarian aid to reach hundreds of thousands in need of food, shelter, and medical care in the capital Khartoum and other Sudanese cities after more than 3 weeks of fighting. Authorities in Texas have not said what they believe might have motivated a man to shoot and kill eight people at a Dallas, Texas area shopping mall Saturday. One police official says there is evidence the shooter embraced far-right extremist views. Associated Press correspondent Donna Water reports.
An official who wants to remain anonymous tells the Associated Press that social media accounts believed to have been used by 33-year-old Mauricio Garcia appear to have expressed an interest in white supremacist and neo-Nazi views. Garcia was wearing a patch that read RWDS, short for Right Wing Death Squad. It's a phrase that has been embraced in recent years by far-right extremists who glorify violence against their political enemies. One group that has adopted the term is the Proud Boys. Smaller groups that participated in the white nationalist Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in August 2017 were named Right Wing Death Squad. Garcia, who opened fire at the mall on Saturday, was killed by a police officer. I'm Donna Water.
China has announced the expulsion of a Canadian diplomat in retaliation for Canada ordering a Chinese consular official to leave over alleged threats he made against a Canadian lawmaker and his family. China's foreign ministry Tuesday said China was deploying a reciprocal measure to what it called Canada's unscrupulous move. Canada's foreign ministry Tuesday announced that Justin Trudeau's government was expelling a Chinese diplomat who Canada's intelligence agency said was involved in a plot to intimidate opposition conservative lawmaker Michael Chong and his relatives in Hong Kong. Chong has been a vocal critic of China's treatment of its Muslim Uyghur ethnic group in the Xinjiang region. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.